Good afternoon, Steeler Nation. This is Rudy Rude Dog Reyes on the RudeDogShow.com. You know, I don't typically have the capability of interviewing future and reserve players, but today is a serious exception. This gentleman was cut by the Redskins last year, and a gentleman who understands the word hard work, or is that two words? I guess you probably call that two words. But still, nevertheless, has made a long route to get to where the Steelers had signed him and a few other players. But today, we're talking with Ty Long, a new kicker for the Steelers, will be competing, obviously, a friendly competition with Chris Boswell, headed into the 2016-2017 training camp session in Latrobe at St. Vincent College. Welcome, Ty. How are you?
Good, man. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, not a problem. Thank you. I appreciate you taking your time out. I know you just got done working out, so it's okay if there's wind, you know.
Yeah, just got done a few minutes ago, but I'm glad to talk to you now.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Ty. So it's been a long road trip for you. I mean, you came from UAB. The Redskins had somewhat of a competition between you and obviously their current place kicker. What was it like in that locker room? And I know you're there to compete, and I understand every player wants to compete, but you were trying to compete for a starting position. Tell me about your experience there at the Redskins and how it could translate over into being in a Steelers uniform.
You know, it was a good experience to be around all those guys, and Tress Way, who is the punter there, who has had a similar route to myself. You know, we went to Chicago and got released and competed for a job and then finally got the job with the Redskins. You know, he helped me out a lot just by the mental aspect of it, you know, and just staying at it, because, I mean, he always said, he's like, look, you're good enough to play in this league. It's just sometimes it takes a little bit of time to find the right home and about just finding the right spot that's right for you, you know. So being in that locker room with those guys helped me out a lot, just to be able to compete on a daily basis and just do what I do. And, you know, it's sometimes getting a kicking job in the NFL, it's more than just winning the job. You know, it takes a little timing, a little luck, and the right situation, you know. So that's sort of something I feel like that happened in Washington, you know, and it's just how it worked out. You know, it's how God has a plan, but everything's working out so far.
I would say so. You just signed yesterday, and had it been a lot of thoughts running through your mind when that occurred. What kind of teams were looking at you and those you, maybe your agent, had been in contact with previous to the Steelers signing you on?
Yeah, you know, the Steelers were obviously a main team he was talking to, and then Houston a little bit, and Atlanta, Tampa Bay a little bit, you know, and a few, just mainly those teams sort of in the South, you know, that I focused on, that I worked out with. It helped me out because we actually practiced the Texans in training camp, so that's probably something that probably spurred that up, you know. But those are some of the teams I talked to, and you know, I was hoping for something to work out. You know, I thought maybe something would come from Pittsburgh during the season, but they ended up signing Chris, and Chris did a great job, you know. So, but I'm thankful to be on the team now and just to be able to compete.
Well, you've been competing. I mean, you had some time at the Redskins training camp, of course. Kai Forbath is someone to contend with, of course, friendly competition, you know, but a winning spot is a winning spot. What were the types of adversities that you'd face while you were not only at your last year at UAB, but what were your thoughts moving forward to hopefully get signed by someone?
You know, it's a tough business to get into, you know, so it's just about staying confident in yourself, knowing that you're doing all the right things and just letting God take care of the rest. You know, I competed all through college, you know, I had three coaching staffs at UAB. So each 3 out of the 4 years, I had to earn my job again every single year, you know? So I've never been one to shy away from competition, especially like through college. And then when I got into the NFL, so it's something I'm used to, is competing each and every year, you know? So that's something that did help me in college, is each and every year you have to earn your job again, you know, and prove it to a new coach. You know, I mean, that's not what you want when you get to a college team, but it's something I dealt with, and just about handling the adversity best you can, you know, and going from there. And, you know, it just gets you ready, because in the NFL, it doesn't matter how good you do that year before or the 5 years before, you're going to compete against someone. And it's just the business, you know, I mean, you're a professional and you're expected to be a pro every single day.
Well, you started your professional career as not such a professional in 2011. You had a lot of fantastic connections, 14 to 21. And this is in high school. You had a long of 52 yards. It was a final play over Parkview. Tell me about that final game victory where you're able to kick the game-winning field goal. And tell the listeners what your thoughts were in that exact moment.
You know, that's gosh, that feels like forever ago. But that was a lot of fun. You know, whenever I see some of my high school buddies, it's one of the first things they talk about. You know, but that was a lot of fun. I got to hit a, you know, I think it was a 52 or 53 yard game winner, and to beat Parkview, and that was somewhat of a rivalry for the two schools. You know, and you know, it was a good opportunity. You know, I mean, when you're going into there into something like that, you really aren't thinking too much. You just focus on the job and the task at hand, you know, and just you just try to do your best and just to come out successful, you know, and just let your preparation take care of the rest. And just like I said, just to do what you do and just plain and simple, let your preparation take care of it. You know, I mean, I've hit that kick many a times. It's just about going out there and just staying with what I've worked on and just doing what I do and staying inside my own head and not worrying about anything else that I can't control.
Well, you know, players have been iced before. Many kickers have been iced. Tell me about an icing experience, and we're not making any hockey references here.
Actually, my first game winner in college, my own coach iced me. For what reason, I don't know, but I did get iced when we played UCF my freshman year, and it was a little shocking, but thankfully we came out and made the kick. And after I was iced, but that was the first experience I had on getting iced was in college and by my own coach. And then I had a few more experiences later, and thankfully I made them all, you know, and just that's what you want to do. You just want to go out there and each opportunity you get, just try to be successful, you know. I mean, and just do your best. That's all you can ask for, you know, and you don't hope anyone misses anything. You know, you just want to stay in your zone and worry about yourself and focus on the task. Can't worry about a timeout or an extra minute 30, you know. I mean, I try to look at it this way. I have an extra minute 30 or a minute or 30 seconds to prepare for the kick. You know, you don't want to get psych yourself out. You just want to stay in your zone and just do what you do. And you don't want to make this job any harder than it already is.
Yeah, no doubt about that one. As a matter of fact, an All-American by Cole's professional kicking camp, you were a solid place kicker and punter at Roswell. And then in 2012, you essentially shared very similar accolades from 2011, just kind of rolled over. What was it about your game that you learned, and maybe in the off season, on how to prepare yourself for another year?
You know, just training with my kicking coaches, Jamie Cole and Mike McCabe, those two great guys and who know a lot about the game, just helped me focus on the little things. You know, it's if you can take a detail and make it a minute detail, you know, and just focus on the littlest part that you can. You can be a lot better, you know. If there's more room for you to focus and on the little things, you know, if you're making sure if usually you're focusing on an inch and you can make it a smaller area you're focusing on and try to hit that spot each and every time, there's less room for error, you know. So that's what you just try to make everything as perfect and just you want to make everything a habit, you know. You want to have very good habits instead of bad habits, you know. But just focus on everything with steps and placement and everything, and just try to do what you do, you know. And just and mentally, you want to stay positive and confident. And when you're confident and positive, it's like anything in life. Whenever you're confident going into anything, you're going to be successful. And that's the, what you try to do when you're lining up for a kick.
I can honestly tell you, based on and I've seen your film. I've watched some of it. It's on YouTube, and there's a lot to know. Is there a favorite hash that you like to kick from? Is it right? Is it left? Does it matter?
You know, I mean, I personally like the right hash, you know, but that's something I've always worked on is just be by getting better at each and every spot on the field. You know, if I can get better at the middle and left and in the right, then you have less there's less room for error, you know, and just try to be as good as you can in every spot of the field. And then you just try to treat every kick as an extra point. You never want to hit one kick differently than the other. You just want to stay consistent with what you do and just to focus on each one, you know. But if I have a choice on a game-winning field goal and there's no wind, I might go on the right hash, you know. But depends, especially in Pittsburgh, what the wind's doing, you know. So I'm pretty comfortable anywhere on the field. That's how confident I am in myself.
Well, it takes a lot of time, effort, practice, as you well know. Practice makes perfect, but we can never be perfect. Tell me about a time, or let's just say a moment in a game where you wished that you had done something differently.
Yeah, you know, that's what I mean. A prime example was how good of a kicker Blair Walsh is, you know, and I mean, I've kicked with Blair plenty of times and how good he is, you know, but we are humans. This is, I think people forget about that. We aren't robots. We are humans. There is errors, you know, and like you said, I mean, if you give Blair that kick 1,000 more times, I guarantee you he makes it, you know, and for whatever situation it is, you know, but I've missed kicks like that in my career in college and high school, you know, and but just like you said, you just try to come back and make that kick the next time, you know, whatever it is. And I mean, I know I've missed a kick and from 40 some odd yards and come back and try to make the next kick, because in this business, the next kick's the most important.
Well, every kick is important, and Blair Walsh knew that going into that game. It was most unfortunate that the laces were in.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a movie, I'm not going to quote the movie, but there was a part of the movie where the villain was stating, laces in, and he was so emphatic throughout the entire game. He kidnapped Dan Marino. And it was such a funny part. I mean, is there an issue with laces being in that disables a kicker from maybe from a mental standpoint of not being able to make a chip shot that Blair Walsh wasn't able to make?
Yeah, you know, Blair, I think he have 3 field goals before that one. I think he, in those conditions, that's hard, you know. But yeah, you know, I mean, that mentally for a kicker that can, you know, but you just try not to worry about that, you know. I mean, especially a lot of people don't think about this, you know. I mean, the last few seconds of the game, he's been standing out there 4 hours in -6 degrees. You know, you never know how his legs are feeling or anything. And Richard Sherman was getting close on a lot of them, you know, so he might have rushed it and just tried to get the kick in and make sure it didn't get blocked, you know. But the laces, I'm sure it was hard for the holder to even feel his hands when that snap came, you know. So there's really, I mean, anyone who can blame anyone, you know. But at the end of the day, you just try to do your best in each opportunity you're given, you know. But yeah, I mean, you just want to focus on each kick and just focus. If you do get laces, you want to try to make the best out of the situation. Just try to drive it through the uprights.
Well, and that's exactly what he had been doing. Again, very consistent. And then when those laces were in, as I watched that play, I don't know how many times I looked at it and said, "Oh boy, you know, here we go."
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I can't believe this is actually going to happen. And they're going to, and then to as you stated, look, they're fighting in -4 degrees where anybody can miss. Anybody,
you
can
know,
make an
that,
error.
That's not necessarily just what he kicker. Did for the game. He made a 47-yarder, I believe, a 40-yarder. I mean, just making those kicks alone, that's outstanding, you know. And like I said, that speaks volumes on how good of a kicker Blair is. So, you know, it's just, like I said, he would probably say the same thing. We're all human. Everyone makes a mistake, you know. It's just, it happens. You just try to learn from it and move on to the next kick.
Well, that's all any kicker does. As a matter of fact, Jeff Reed, who was a kicker for the Steelers at one point, and still, to my understanding, holds the record for points made by a kicker, not only at Heinz Field, but with the Steelers in general. I had a chance to interview Jeff. He's definitely a character, to say the least, but he's also very, very humble. And boy, did he have a leg. What do you believe fans are going to expect from you? Of course, I can probably answer this question, but from your standpoint, what do you believe the fans are going to be waiting to see from you in an NFL game, with the game on the line, 3 seconds with a field goal to win?
Well, when you're the kicker in the NFL, they expect you to make it every time, you know. So that's the thing. I mean, I'm my biggest critic, whatever it is, you know. So I expect myself to be as close to perfect as I can be, you know. And I just want to be – that's why you try to put in the overtime, the extra work now, so you're never not prepared, you know. So, you know, I just try to prepare my best each and every time. And so when I do, that opportunity does come about, I can be successful.
Well, we could always wonder what success is. We could always ponder what success does. But now you're headed into the NFL after being cut from being on the Redskins roster a very short time. What do you think may be attributed to what you could bring to that locker room? And how do you believe you're going to be able to compete with Chris Boswell for a possible starting position?
You know, I mean, I'll just try to go out there and just do my job each and every day, you know, learn – from a lot of those guys. You know, I played with Chris Hubbard in college, so I've talked to Chris, you know, and he'll be a big help with just helping me with everything going around. And just want to go out there and hit my kickoffs as far as I can and hit my field goals as close to the center as I can, you know, and just hit them high, far, and straight, you know, and just do what I can to help this team be successful. And at the end of the day, the Steelers will do whatever they need to do to make sure their team is a team they can go with to the Super Bowl.
Well, unfortunately, they came up short against Denver, a lot of missed opportunities. And what's really interesting is that missed opportunities were not necessarily in the kicking department. And for some reason, didn't want to test Chris Boswell's leg. Do you believe that could be an advantage for you headed into training camp?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I honestly didn't even watch the game. I was actually driving, so I didn't get to watch any of it. But, you know, Chris does have a strong leg, so I don't know. You never know what the situation was in the game. You know, coaching aspects of it might have thought, you know what, let's do this. I mean, could get up seven, you know. But either way, I mean, I feel comfortable from at least 58 yards, you know, in a game. So, whatever opportunity I'm given, I'm confident I can do my best. So, yeah, but, every opportunity I'm confident in what I can do. So, I mean, whatever they give me, I think I'll be ready to go.
I do too. Looking at your career at UAB, looking at the type of leg that you have and, looking at some photos of what your leg motion is and how you're able to, you know, get a slight lean over to the left, you know, in order to give that full swing. What types of workouts, has there been anything different, very maybe odd or extreme that you've gone through in order to help make sure that you're stretched and ready to go?
Yeah, you know, my trainer here in Birmingham, and his name's Tom Melton, he was a strength coach at Georgia Southern for a while, and he trained some guys in the NFL along with myself, and he's helped me a lot with just doing certain squats and pull workouts and everything just to be as quick and as flexible as I can, you know. But it's all about being quick and speed. It's like a golfer, it's about having club speed, so a kicker wants to have leg speed, you know. So I just try to be as quick and as athletic as I can, and there's so many different workouts we do on a daily basis that help me get prepared.
Well, workouts, cardio, you know, eating right, obviously, a regular routine to work out in, and all those aspects have a lot to do with how prepared you are. That's part of the preparation process. Has there been anything that you've recognized in yourself that you can improve on?
You know, I feel like you can always improve on something. You know, you always can get better. You know, I mean, if I can always get more flexible or get a little faster or quicker, or a little stronger, I mean, there's always room for error. You know, I mean, no one's ever perfect until you never miss a kick, which doesn't happen, you know, very often. So, I mean, even the best in the game miss, you know. So you just want to, every day, you want to try to shape your body to get better if you're getting stronger or getting more flexible or even faster, you know. So that's something each and every day we focus on a different area that we want to hit that we can get me more prepared.
Well, I don't know of any other kicker that's more prepared than you are. And I'm sure a lot of things are running through your mind, and is being nervous one of them?
You know, guys get nervous, you know. I mean, that's part of it. I mean, I think my dad always told me something about, I think it was Jack Nicklaus, was at he's starting of the Masters, and someone said to him, like, he has those butterflies in his stomach, you know. And he was like, I have these butterflies in my stomach. And Jack Nicklaus, I believe it was Jack Nicklaus, looked at him. He said, isn't that great? That means you're in it. That means you have a shot. You know, that you want, you know. You got to, I mean, if this is your profession, you got to love that opportunity. You know, I mean, I don't think many people, I don't think we all do it just, oh, okay, because it's comfortable. You know, that's the part of it. It's do or die each and every day. You know, I mean, when you have a kick, it's do or die. It's either it's in or it's not in, you know, and that's something you got to live for. You got to love that part about it to be a kicker in the NFL.
Most definitely. And I've noticed that you're starting to gain some room in regards to social media. People are starting to recognize who you are and, you know, welcoming you to Steeler Nation. What types of interactions have you had that could be considered warming or welcoming?
You know, all the fans have been great. I've had a lot of people follow me in the last few days, and they've all been positive, and that's huge, you know, for a player coming in. And you just like to be welcomed, you know, and there's been so many great fans out there, and I'm so appreciative of all of them, and I can't thank them enough for all the support.
As you walk down through the St. Vincent dorms, as you exit and you see the fans standing there, just standing, waiting, because they do. They come in droves, and sometimes people get kind of bushwhacked when they come piling in when the players come out. You know, Big Ben and obviously Heath Miller.
Oh, yeah.
and gentlemen such as those. What would be the first statement to the fan who asks you for a signature?
Oh, no doubt. You know, I love signing, you know, and I'd probably, like I said, I'd probably say thank you to them. You know, I mean, it's always a dream that you get to sign for fans, you know, that someone actually wants your signature, you know, so that's pretty cool. And you just try to stay out there for the fans, because the team's nothing without their fans and a fan base, you know. So like I said, if we could play the game, but if the fans aren't there, then it doesn't matter. So at the end of the day, the fans are more than most people think. You know, the fans are huge to the sport.
Most definitely are. And Coach Tomlin's really big about his post-game, not post-game, but post-season comments were about Steeler Nation and how the fans just have stuck through from end to end, regardless of the injuries with, you know, Le'Veon Bell, D'Angelo Williams, Antonio Brown, and players such as those going down. How do you believe you can prevent yourself from being injured, or can you?
You know, I mean, that's just part of the game. I mean, you just try to stay as healthy as you can, especially with 17 weeks, you know, I mean, for the regular season. And so it's long, you know, and you just want to just stay as ready as you can, and just ice baths and all that kind of stuff to stay prepared. You know, I mean, I haven't played 17 weeks technically in my life yet, so I can't really speak on their behalf. But you just want to stay as ready as you can and just treat your body as good as you can, so it's prepared at all times.
Absolutely right. And, you know, Ty, thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate the time that you've spent this afternoon. And if there's anything else that I can do for you, let me know.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you. And I look forward to seeing you at training camp. And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Ty Long, new acquisition by the Pittsburgh Steelers as a place kicker, at least at this point. And we'll battle it out against Chris Boswell and or in addition to Sean Sweesum. So a lot to be unfolded. Moving into the training camp session. And again, with that, this has been Ty Long and Rudy Rude Dog Reyes on the RudeDogShow.com.